Morning.
From what you've seen, why is Cam Newton having more of a more difficult time this year than he did as a rookie? Is it that people have a book on him?
I don't think he's having a difficult time. I think anytime you have a good rookie year, they're going to key on you more the next year. There's teams that's making it a little more difficult, but he's still Cam Newton. He's still doing a lot of things that he's been doing as a rookie to make him successful.
What are the things that Carolina does with them that Washington does with RG3, and how will that help you prepare for Monday night?
He's a bigger guy than RG3, just as fast, probably a little stronger arm throwing the ball outside at this stage. That's not a negative on RG3. That's just Cam in his sophomore year. He can handle more, obviously, in the second-year quarterback can. Just trying to get him down, and, you know, he has a cast. He has a supporting cast. Olsen, he has Steve Smith, and he has three good running backs. Makes it tough on him.
If you look at miscommunication in the defensive backfield, why does that still happen at this point in the season?
It shouldn't, you know, especially on the plays that we gave up against Washington. You know, we addressed that in the meeting, and that should not happen, and it's got to be communication on every play.
It's happened before this season. Was it not corrected at those points that it keeps going on? Or
I think everything is corrected every week and all the time. A player is going to make mistakes just like your children. You don't want them to happen. You go over them and go over them. And we have a responsibility to correct it. They have a responsibility to get it right.
So, I mean, expectations of this secondary are really high. I mean, the guys were really confident coming in, and he had experience. He had Pro Bowl guys, young guys who could run. And I mean, the last four games, I think all four quarterbacks have been over 70%, two, three, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Since week three, 17 touchdowns allowed, two interceptions. What's happened with the back end there? And is it just miscommunication? Is there physical stuff going on? What do you see from that group?
No, I don't think it's just miscommunication, and I don't think it's all secondary. I think it's tied in. You know, some of them are scrambles. Some of them are missed coverages. Some of them, they just get beat. I mean, it ties in, and you can't have that. And you have to bear down and play better. We don't expectations and Pro Bowl players, and it's a new year every year, and you have to prove yourself every week in this league. Nobody's going to give you anything. And those guys understand that, and we understand that. And you just got to come out and fight. You know, you got to come out and make plays. That's all this game is about.
If a cornerback is expecting safety help and the safety help isn't there, what's the cornerback's responsibility on the rest of that play?
Well, depending on the coverage. If he's underneath and the safety's not there, he's going to get beat. If he's outside and he gets beat inside, and he has a problem, you know. There's a problem either way, whether the corner's expecting help or the safety's expecting help from the corner. It ties hand in hand. Those guys have to be on the same page.
Should not have stayed with Robinson in the last game?
I think between Nnamdi, Nate, and DRC, all three were involved, and all three, you should have had two out of the three back there, and it didn't happen.
Ty, what made you decide to give Vinny Curry a shot this weekend? What has he shown you in practice there?
You know, Vinny's been working hard. Like I said, the past couple weeks, you know, he's been practicing hard. He's been working hard. And, you know, he's been rushing the quarterback well. He's been playing the run well. And, you know, it may be time. He's been learning mentally. Mentally, he's came along a long way and learned a lot of things. So this week, we'll see what he can do.
Boykin and Kendricks started off great. They're both rookies. They played a lot of snaps. Have you seen them kind of hit that rookie wall they talk about? How are they holding up as far as that goes as the season's gone on into week 10? They've never played this long.
I think they're holding up pretty well. You know, the mental part of the game is what they're standing on top of, and that helps them physically. They're not making the most dynamic plays you see week in and week out, but they are in the right place doing the right things, and they're both having a good year. They're going to be good ball players.
Just getting off blocks for some guys right now is the biggest issue in a lot of cases.
Nah, it's getting on blocks every week, getting off and on blocks every week. You know, we got to play. We got a hat in hand. You got to play the right technique and fundamentals and get off blocks and make plays. I mean,
you're seeing it every week. The guys are
this game is all about making plays. Whether it's us or any other team out there, you have to get off blocks to make plays. And if you don't make plays, you're not going to win.
It's really something you can coach in. I mean, that's kind of will, right? Like, do you want to
coach it? I mean, you coach it till you're blue in the face, but you can't play it for them just like they can't coach it for you. So, you know, making plays and making the right calls go hand in hand.
Did you kind of vary somewhat from using the wide nine? Did that change at all?
No, we still run as a four-man front. I mean, they're saying it's the wide nine, but it's a four-man front, depending on formation and personnel. dictates whether we move them in or move them out. So it's the same defense that we've had a year and a half as far as alignment. There may be different things off of it, but it's still the same.
If you wanted to change personnel, you know, bench a guy, promote a guy, I mean, is that your call, or is it you and Andy have to kind of be on the same page?
Andy has the final call. We'll talk about everything as a staff, position coach, coordinators, and head coach, and then we'll make that decision accordingly.
You need one?
No. We always talk about it week in and week out. We got to look at what's behind the guy, what we have here, and what we have healthy, and who we're playing against, and all that entails whether we make a change or not. So right now, no.
Healthy guys in the secondary, I imagine, at corner. I mean, have you,
yes,
is that
do.
An area where you think a change would work or could work?
If that's what we felt like we would do, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't.
What do you think of those young corners? I mean, you have Hughes, you have Marsh, you have
Boykin,
thank you. You know, you have some young guys who can run a little bit. And
they can run. They need experience. And just like any backup in any sport and any team, you have to wait till your turn comes up or take the guy's spot in practice. If you make it hard on a coach, he'll make a decision. You make it easy on a coach, it's an easy decision.
Has Fletcher been making the progress that you were hoping to see from him?
He's been making a lot of progress early on. You know, he's seeing a lot more double teams than he's seen. And I think mentally he starts thinking the game too much instead of playing it. If he just plays it without thinking as much, he'll be just as effective as he was in the beginning of the year.
How tough has it been for you to see effort on the field, but then a mental mistake will undo all the work that the guys have done?
I mean, it's tough. As a coach, it's tough. No matter what kind of coach you are, it's tough to go over things and then see a mistake on the field. You got to move on, you know. You got to move on, and you get ready for the next play in the next game.
The type of guy who would allow or tolerate lack of effort or hustle or guys not giving all, but, you know, that certainly is the perception when you guys have lost the way you have. So do you feel like there are the team right now, the defense is a reflection of you as a coach or not?
Of course, I'm the coordinator, but I have never seen our guys have lack of effort or courage or anything like that. That's a whole different ball game as opposed to making the mental mistake. Our effort and our courage and our fight has always been there, so that doesn't bother me.
Okay.